Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we got some clarity over the weekend on why it is that C.J. Stroud is not participating or at least throwing in team drills at Texans OTAs. And Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast, by the way. And we find out, of course, it's not normal for the quarterback in the first workouts of the offseason, the first organized yet voluntary team workouts of the offseason, to not be fully participating unless, of course, he's injured or something's wrong or he's being managed a particular way, which the Texans were at least open about managing him specifically, right? A lot of different guys on a lot of different timelines, sure. But we find out, and this is courtesy of reporting from Aaron Wilson at KPRC, Click to Houston, and I got to hang out with Aaron a little bit doing some TV yesterday and talk to him about this a little bit, some of his reporting on this. And apparently the concern with C.J. Stroud is a shoulder issue, like the shoulder connected to the pec. It's real, like, technically medical.
It started out, well, Aaron Rodgers first reported his pectoral tightness, and then he revised it and said his shoulder tightness in the shoulder.
and that's because he got, like, kind of Aaron Wilson was given some real, I think, technically medical terms, but it's basically the shoulder and the pec, but more so the shoulder. And it's not believed to be super serious, but at least enough for them to manage him carefully. So at least we do have an answer. It's not just nothing, but it's not like a big deal, apparently.
Okay. Well, okay. This is on the heels of just us talking about the Astros not releasing information and Yordan Alvarez actually having a broken hand when we knew nothing about it, including Yordan. I don't take these things lightly. A minor injury sometimes turns into something devastating. So I was nervous about it, but then on Saturday, this video surfaced of CJ shooting threes at DreamCon at the University of Houston, which is like a gaming and streaming convention, yeah. And it made me feel a lot better about it. Now it does feel like, okay, they were just taking precautions because he felt a little tightness in his shoulder, and I don't think if it were something serious, he'd be out there shooting threes in front of many, many people. And he also, the one I saw, nothing but net.
Yeah.
Had his toe just behind the line. I thought he was standing on the line at first, but he was behind it. So replay upheld the call, and it was a three. So that's what calmed my fears more than anything else, was seeing CJ out just messing around shooting threes.
Yeah, the stroke looked pretty good. Like you said, it was a lot of nothing but net. He was out there with Rockets forward Tari Eason, and they're out there having a good time. I will say it's a little bit odd. It's an odd visual with C.J. Stroud out there shooting hoops, and it's just shooting hoops. Like, you know, you could even have a shoulder issue and still get a couple of shots up. But it is a little odd seeing him out there shooting hoops, but also when you go to practice, he's off to the side and he's being managed carefully. It makes you feel better, but also kind of made me give it a little bit of the side eye. But I think to your point here, coming off of just the discussion we had about the Astros, now the Texans are getting – the Astros residuals, like the mistrust of the Astros is now being transferred to the Texans, even though they ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well,
it does make you feel uneasy as a Houston sports fan.
Christian Harris. This is the other big one. It's the Christian Harris dynamic. First day of training camp last year. Christian Harris. And we didn't get really any information from the team at all. Aaron Wilson was the first to report that Christian Harris had an injury whatsoever. And at the time, they thought it was going to be, or at least it was reported that it was minor and no big deal. Took his first snaps in December and then was shut down shortly thereafter. Yeah. So I've got all kinds of ghosts haunting me when it comes to this stuff.
Okay, so let me just ask then. Are we buying that this is... Well, let's hear from Nick Caley, since we did get to hear from Nick Caley on Friday. He was asked, similar to D'Amico Ryans, he was asked, hey, what's the deal with CJ Stroud?
Yeah, he's locked in every step of the way. No concerns whatsoever. I know D'Amico's already hit on this. Everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever, you know, through whether it's football, whether it's athletic training, et cetera. And he's doing a great job, and he's out here, and he's working.
Yeah, so, okay, he's out here, and he's working. Look, Nick Caley's going to make a hell of a politician one day, too, because he found a way to say the same thing in three different ways. Right. Mm-hmm. He's on his own timeline relative to his own timeline relative to the, like, oh, dude, what the hell are you saying? Do you buy this? Are you as lacking the same level of concern as Nick Caley is?
Am I?
Yeah. Do you buy? Are we buying? And what's the concern level?
Well, given, I don't know what their level of concern kind of is injury? Because neither he nor D'Amico gave an actual answer. D'Amico said, well, everybody's got their own specific timeline. Right, yeah. If somebody had their leg amputated, they'd be on their own specific timeline too. You speak in generalities about it. So no, I'm not buying what they're saying other than that they delivered a bunch of platitudes that are true about everything in life. Like, hey, everybody's on their own journey and on their own path. Let's just explore our feelings. No, I'm not buying the Texans, the Astros, any of those organizations, what they tell me about anybody's injuries. I don't trust them. This is the problem. Whenever somebody says, whenever somebody just tries really, really hard not to give you any information about something, the natural human tendency is to suspect that they're lying. If you have a, Brandon, let's say you're a young man and you've got a girlfriend and she never, ever, ever, she desperately doesn't want you to look at her texts, ever. Yeah. I don't know how to say it. You're not some prying dude that's like demanding or anything, but she's got her phone down at the table all the time. She takes a text and she turns away from you. You're going to start wondering, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, she's got the brightness dimmed on the phone so you can't even look over her shoulder.
How is Christian Harris in your contacts?
Yeah.
I don't even know you knew C.J. Stroud. What the hell's going on? You know, it's natural. You're going to suspect, what the hell? Yeah, if they had just even said, like they do with pitchers in spring training or anything else like that, oh, he's got some tightness in his shoulder, we're taking our time with him, which I think is probably the case in this scenario, because C.J. did the free throw in the Rockets playoffs, didn't he? Or was it a different Texans player? I'm trying to remember that it...
Yeah, no, he did, and he missed.
Yeah.
He missed for the second time. He's done that twice now, and he missed.
So again, he either didn't have a big issue and wasn't recovering from surgery or anything if he was out there doing that, or the injury was the reason for him missing the free throw. But I suspect that the truth is as simple as, like, when you hear a pitcher ramping up in spring training, we're just being careful with his arm, it got a little tight, we don't want to do anything. CJ was throwing during warm-ups on Wednesday, so it's not like I think that's all it is. But whenever somebody says nothing to see here, you're wondering, why are you saying nothing to see here? Why don't you just tell me what I can see, and then I'll tell you whether I'm interested or not.
Dude said everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever.
Oh, what? I got it.
Like, everybody's got a specific routine relative to their own routine? I hope so. I hope their specific routine is relative to their own routine. Look, I don't think that it's necessarily a big deal right now, but Seth, this is going to be hard to forget and hard to put in the back of mind once the season starts. Like, this is going to be something, if not a lingering injury for CJ Stroud, it is going to be something that is in the back of mind for Texans fans and certainly for media covering the team as you follow the team throughout the season, as you follow the progression of the offensive line, the offense itself, as it gets put together. You're going to kind of be thinking like, okay, how is C.J. Stroud doing? Like, if he goes out there and he's just killing it and, you know, offensive player of the week and the Texans are off to this hot start, I'm pretty sure it will die down. But I got a hard time believing that this is not something that people are going to at least think about or be worried about with CJ Stroud throughout the course of the season, because it matters so much.
And he has a history of shoulder injuries going back to Ohio State. You had a separated shoulder in college, played through it. He had a separated shoulder here his rookie year, and he played through it. Multiple kind of nondescript injuries last year. That's the part of it that I think the real thing that you got to remember is, by far the more pressing issue right now is this offensive line going to protect both of his shoulders and all of his other vital organs and body parts? That's the, including the brain. That's the biggest concern is this offensive line that's getting shuffled around all over the place out there right now as they experiment with different permutations. I won't worry about CJ's injuries if he's not getting sacked the second most times in the league.
Yeah, but to that point, though, I keep saying, even if it's not a major injury, it still brings you back to the offensive line. You're watching them over there, and you're taking this news at face value, this information at face value that he's got some kind of shoulder issue, and you just can't help but look over there at the offensive line and think, okay, guys, you guys are up. Y'all are up, because this is what you are charged with protecting, not just making the offense itself better, which I think is really the primary goal. The offense needs to be better, and the offensive line was a huge part of what held them back from being better. But also the other ramification of this is the health of CJ Stroud, and like you said, protecting both shoulders, the one that's hurt, the one that ain't, and whatever else it is that they ain't telling us about. It's all of it matters. All of the pieces matter in this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I have another big question here, and I don't want to have another Bokeem Woodbine moment here. What is it? Did you know what DreamCon was before you saw CJ shooting a shot at DreamCon?
Only because of my work at the Houston Chronicle, and okay, that Megan Thee Stallion was going to be one of the headliners, and she's a big anime.
That's a power couple there. Oh. CJ and Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh.
Has she been in any parties she shouldn't have been at? Ah. I don't want to. Is that something we want? I know you've taken a picture with Megan Thee Stallion.
I have. I hadn't thought about that. That would be a great look for CJ Stroud, I'm pretty sure.
That's how old Jonathan What's-His-Face there got with
Simone Biles. Jonathan Owens and Simone Biles, yeah.
They met at an event at a Texans game and or a practice or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that would be a power couple.
Hey man, so who knows what kind of network? Maybe the news isn't all bad for CJ Stroud then in that case.
I investigated DreamCon just because I didn't know what it was. So it's like a gaming and streaming convention, but I thought it might be like just how I was unfamiliar with Bokeem Woodbine. The CEO.
You thought it was a black thing?
Well, the CEO of the company did an interview where he used some racial verbiage that I can't play on the air, that I just, or say myself. So I didn't know if it was skewed more towards black or not. Because he was trying to say it's not just black people. So I thought, okay, there must be a perception that it's for black people or something.
Nah, it's a young people thing, Seth. Okay. I think you and I are both out of the age demographic, unless you are specific to gaming and anime and that type of stuff, but yeah. it is a It is a decidedly young crowd, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 But to this point about CJ Stroud, like, what do you think there's any kind of, what's the value that's being missed, I guess is the question. Like, what?
Oh, okay.
Like, in him not being able to fully participate with a brand new offense, brand new offensive coordinator, new weapons, new offensive line, as we've been mentioning, what are the ramifications of that, of him not being able to fully participate?
It's the biggest thing is I'm not alarmed over it or anything. It's setbacks are going to happen as long as it's not a serious injury. And it's I think some people, just to clear it up, some people last week, I could tell in some of the replies to things I tweeted or talked about, people thought that CJ must be holding himself out or that he just didn't want to participate, where that would be an extreme shock and surprise. And obviously that's not what it was. Some people speculated that he was like holding out for a contract, which isn't even, they can't give him a new contract.
Yeah.
So just to clear it up, it's none of that. But when you have a brand new offensive coordinator who has talked a couple times about giving CJ Stroud more command at the line of scrimmage and being able to dictate traffic a little bit more, all of those things, that takes time, that takes reps. So you are missing out. He gets the mental reps now, and that's great. But I mean, Davis Mills is taking the reps with the ones and the twos out there at times. So this OTA has been very good for Davis Mills getting ready if he has to take over at any point for an actual injury. But it's nothing to be alarmed about, but it's also not ideal. If I want to see CJ take that next step this year with a new offensive coordinator where he's up the line of scrimmage, identifying blitzes, he's got more than 5 seconds to get the snap off, all that stuff. It's just reps. No matter how smart you are, no matter how experienced you are, you need reps, reps, reps. You know, go back to Tom Brady in Tampa. It took Tom Brady time to figure it out with Bruce Arians. And you got there, Bruce Arians, one of the best offensive coordinators in the league this century. Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks ever. And it took them a while to really get on the same page. So for me right now, it's kind of that just greediness of, okay, I want CJ out there. I want to get him as many reps as possible in this specific scheme.
Yeah, and I'm not super worried about the injury itself. I keep coming back to how not strenuous these workouts are, like the lack of physicality in an OTA. They're not, I mean, and you can't touch the quarterback anyway, right? So it's not like even in a regular practice, he would be going through a whole lot of physical strain. So it does give me a little pause from that standpoint of, okay, if he's not out there and he's probably the one that they're requiring the least of from a physicality standpoint or from a physical confrontation standpoint, a collision standpoint, then that is at least something. That it's a little bit more than nothing, even if it's not, you know, the world is collapsing, the end of the world or anything like that. It still a little bit of something.
Think about various things that we've been told not to worry about before, and this is why I always approve of and encourage people to be hyper-reactionary. Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. He's just posturing. Nothing more could come from this. Certainly not a trade or a two dozen allegations of sexual misconduct. Kyle Tucker, it's just a bruise. Why are you guys so worried? It's just a bruise. That's just underreacting to things, Brandon, is how you end up, that's how your wife ends up becoming a handmaid in Gilead. You have to, you gotta attack these things. You gotta snuff them out when they first become a danger.
713-572-4610. You can also, that's a number to text, by the way. And you can also catch us on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers video stream, YouTube and Twitch as well. Let us know, are you concerned about CJ Stroud and this reported shoulder injury that's keeping him limited at Texans OTAs? But coming up next, we've got headlines. The Astros split a series with the Tampa Bay Rays. That and more coming up next on Sports Radio 610.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.